This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Monday, January 28th, 2019, as a giant polar vortex settles over the East Coast and the Midwest, 60 below in Chicago. How's that for your global warming? We're going to be breaking it all down today. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the most attacked, lied about, censored, demonized broadcast in the world because we've been the cutting edge of launching with our great listeners and activist supporters 1776 worldwide, Americana, huge populist awakenings, pro-capitalist, pro-Christian, pro-Western civilization move. We are the detonator. And the globalists know that, and they want us out of the game. But our listeners are not beside us. They're all around us and at the heart of what we do. So you're beside us, you're behind us, you're at the heart of what we do. You're at every point of the compass when it comes to this fight. You are the info war, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of times something breaks right before I go on air that changes the course of the show. And I was sitting back about 2 hours ago driving into work. And I said, you know, I like President Trump. He's done a great job getting good judges in and standing up to the media. And the only area he's really done a bad job is not standing up for himself and really going after the swamp that's all around him and allowing them to continue to do things that are unconstitutional. In fact, I meant to send this to the crew. Will you guys print me Mueller tried to get a job with Trump? That was the day before Rosenstein signed him up as the special prosecutor, was literally because he asked for a job from Trump and Trump wouldn't do it. People forget that, but that's a side issue. There's so many things bouncing around in my head before I go live that I haven't really decided what I was going to cover first. But I thought before I got here today, I said, you know what? I'm going to print up some autism statistics, and I'm going to print up some numbers about how they've gone from 5 vaccines to over 100 they want you to take. And I'm going to get into the fact that it's third world populations coming in that are spreading disease in this country. And then they pointed anti-vaxxers, even though you do the research, it's not anti-vaxxers that are spreading the measles, the mumps, the rubella, and things like that. And I had forgotten that 2 hours ago I decided to come in and cover vaccines because I don't want to just cover Trump or Roger Stone. And I like Roger, but it's taken all the oxygen out of the room of all the incredible stuff going on around the world. Iran on the edge of war with Israel. What's happening in Venezuela? What Soros saying, get ready for China to collapse, which I agree with, but that's only because Soros is jumping on the bandwagon. A lot of listeners love the show, but they also say, Alex, we want you to get back to secret society some and the globalist and the esoteric and weather modification, because the last 3 years, it's been all Trump all the time. And that's because we've been in an epic civil war with the globalist. It'll still be a lot of Trump here. It's just that I don't want to cover every facet of everything Trump does. I want to cover the big things that matter when Trump does it, instead of just looking at all the minutia and all the BS. I mean, sure, it's funny when USA Today comes out and says, fact check, Trump didn't have burgers stacked a mile high. He had hundreds of hamburgers on a table. It's obviously hyperbole. So, yeah, you can talk about something like that. It's funny, but is it really serious? Is it hardcore? And the answer is no. Because this country and this world is facing the globalist counteroffensive. We've got to respond to that, and we're going to respond to that here today. So just as I was about to go live, I'd forgotten about this, the whole vaccine issue, and the producer walks in and says, Fox News right now has a doctor on saying arrest people that don't take vaccines, which is the new push. Because, oh my gosh, there's some measles. How about arrest people that let illegal aliens in the drug-resistant TB, measles, you name it. Oh, when that's going on, don't check them like Ellis Island did. Just let them in. But then turn around and say, though, if you're well-educated, you know that vaccines are dangerous, well, you need to go to jail if you don't shoot your kid up to them so their eyes roll up in their head and die.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Another week, we've now launched. It is the 28th day of January 2019 on this Monday edition. Thank you for joining us. My voice is a little bit more gravelly than normal because we're in the midst of the cedar fever, as they call it. It's really the mountain juniper, a invasive species brought in by Europeans in the last 200 years. It is a prolific tree that takes over, steals all the water, kills the oak trees, kills all the meadows, and needs to be eradicated. So, of course, it's a protected tree by the local environmental groups because it's so asinine. Just like Obama made a invasive fish in Oregon and Northern California endangered, even though it wasn't endangered, so they could keep all the mountain water from the upland lakes from the farmers to then take their property and turn it over to the big corporations to build houses on it later. See, that's how my brain works, is one connection to the next. And that's another good thing Trump did, was sign an executive order saying you can have the water out of those federally controlled lakes in those mountains. Because, you know, I've been trying to weigh all the good things that Trump has done versus the bad things that Trump has done. Because Trump really is seen by the globalist as a mandate or a figurehead of nationalism and populism and capitalism resurgence. And if Trump can be destroyed, if Trump can be discredited, they believe that will start the process of retaking all these other countries that they've been controlling and putting into poverty and exploiting. So it's important to defend Trump when he's doing the right thing. It's important to keep his feet to the fire when he's not. But there is the fact that letting everything be about Trump makes it to where if they are able to destroy him or cripple him, then somehow it cripples us. And my identity is not President Trump. My identity is not Roger Stone. Because I support Roger. I know he's being railroaded. I support President Trump. I think he's doing a great job overall. Get frustrated with him. But at the same time, my destiny is not bound to Trump, and it's not bound to Roger Stone. We launched 1776 Part 2. We launched the global populist movement. We launched the global nationalist movement and the belief that globalism would become so obviously oppressive and authoritarian that we should promote its nationalistic counterpart to it, and we're definitely the detonator in that overall resistance. And so that's the point that I'm making here, is that Trump didn't bring us to the party. We brought Trump to the party. And I say that not to put Trump down, but everybody understands Trump rode in on a nationalist populist wave that you created with what you did in the streets and on the internet and talking to your friends and family and what you did with your action. And that's critical to understand, that there are more waves coming. Remember that Vice interview I did right when Trump was president-elect, and I said, don't worry, bigger waves are coming. Trump's only riding on that wave. And that's not to belittle Trump. It's to explain that they believe they can destroy Trump and destroy our global awakening, our new renaissance. That is not what's happening. And so my statement now that this isn't all about Trump is not because I think he's about to be brought down for sure. It's so that people understand that if Trump is destroyed, it should not be a demoralizing effect because we're on the march and the globalists are on the run all over the world. And that's something they need to understand as well, that the forces of human liberty that refuse to submit to their tyranny are not going to back away or not going to go quietly into the night ever, no matter what they push, no matter what they do, no matter how much propaganda they spew out at us. But there's also a paradox to this of the global awakening. It's gotten the criminals, the parasites, the control freaks, the lazy masses, the nanny state minions to really get mobilized and escalate their nastiness and their deception and their hatefulness to really a weaponized level. To where now, yes, it's made things more stark and more obvious and documents just how perilous the situation is. But if we become accustomed to their bullying, and if we don't resist it and speak up to it and say no to it, they could potentially bring in a new dark age. Now, you got a big broadcast lined up today. And I'm going to cover as much news and information as I can. But just to quantify what I'm saying about Trump, we can't let covering every aspect of what Trump does and the media attacking Trump constantly and lying about him change the subject from all the other big issues that are taking place. Like Soros at Davos announcing they're getting ready to launch takedown operations against China. Now, I'm going to explain what ties into all of that. A lot of people say, well, that sounds good. Yeah, it is good. It shows that just some of the action Trump's carried out in 2 years is already bringing China to their knees, and so now Soros is jumping on the bandwagon. But that's a big story we should talk about. Jeff Bezos gives a pitiful amount of his $160 million fortune to charity, but he lectures everybody all day about how the middle class should pay more taxes when he basically pays no taxes. I think it's $1.50 on every package he sends of taxpayer money. Well, so do all these top billionaires, except for a few people like Trump. They all have inside deals while they lecture us. We'll also get into the Democrat frontrunners they're bringing forward, Kamala Harris and Pocahontas, and, of course, the Bernie Sanders types. But really what this signifies, the left is not turning into, but revealing they always were all along. We're going to be looking at all of that today. And we're also going to be looking at the so-called fact-checkers like Snopes and others who people keep pointing out are putting out lies. And folks say, hey, these are lies. You've been proven to be wrong. Why won't you change it? Because they're known liars. They know they're lying. They're jokes. They're frauds. So everyone keeps fact-checking them, showing they're liars. It's the institution itself that you know is a fraud. So why sit there and debate liars on a daily basis when they're already known liars? So that's what this comes down to. But first, when we come back, when I talk about getting into issues that the right-wing and left-wing media are unified on, those are the type of issues that the establishment is really pushing. And those are the type of things that can get you killed. And I'm talking about vaccines. Vaccines are simply a catch-all term for the government mandating something to be put, injected into your body. It's not just pathogens or attenuized viruses or dead bacteria that your body then learns how to fight. That's a known technology. No one's debating that it exists and has some attributes. It's the whole precedent of setting the precedent to put things into your body that change the very chemistry of not just your autoimmune system, but your brain and your organs itself. And now the big push on every major channel is arrest people that don't vaccinate. And they're claiming that there are increased pathogenic diseases and illnesses like measles in areas because of anti-vaxxing, when the studies don't really show that. It's the illegal alien influxes that are causing it. But again, no one's saying that vaccines can't give you protection from some things. It's what else is in there. Remember what the government's been caught putting in vaccines before? Syphilis on purpose. Live polio on purpose. All over the world, there's a covert operation going on, and the system wants the precedent to put things in your body without asking your permission. So when we come back, Fox News is calling for folks to be arrested who don't take vaccines, and they want the doctors arrested as well. So they're now going to criminalize, saying, no, I don't want to have some corporation that has liability protection injecting me with some secret proprietary concoction. It's all coming up next segment.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to a special report, and in the next segment, I'm going to get into this amazing push to criminally prosecute people who do not take vaccines. And this is a full court press, all over the news, all over the media, all over everything. And so we're going to be breaking it down coming up in the next segment. But first, I wanted to get to several of these reports just detailing how insane the police state and all these other systems have gotten. I wanted to play Pelosi as the queen of immorality first. And then I wanted to get to Texas monuments under Orwellian attack, because this is what the left does, is they attack every symbol, every icon, until they completely remove everything and set the precedent that they control language. All authoritarian regimes do this. Offended Muslims demand Nike remove Allah shoes. Thousand signed petition claiming design looks like word for Islamic God. And then after we're done working on all that, we will open the phones up and take your calls throughout the broadcast today. There's so much more we're going to be getting to as well. But first, Pelosi is the queen of immorality. Here it is.
The socialist, Marxist, anti-American Democrats want you to know they think they have the moral high ground.
Do we live in a moral world that allows for billionaires? Is that a moral outcome in and
no,
of itself?
No, it's not. It's not.
But do they even know where the moral high ground is? Pelosi is knee-deep in immorality. She just entered the history books as the first Speaker of the House in U.S. history to cancel the President's State of the Union address, censoring our duly elected President's overview of the direction of the country is so overwhelmingly totalitarian. I don't think it has sunk in yet with the majority of the country just how wrong and essentially immoral Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of the State of the Union really is.
Every 2 years, we gather in this chamber for a sacred ritual under the dome of this temple of democracy, the capital of the United States. We renew the great American experiment.
And up next, we have Representative Nancy Pelosi, first woman Speaker of the House. She has spent more than a quarter century in Congress breaking barriers and promoting equal rights for all Americans. As Speaker, she famously led the fight for a fully inclusive hate crimes bill and repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And she's been a staunch advocate for marriage equality in Congress.
And, you know, she was one of the people who got that money here when I talked about in the 80s San Francisco having a bigger AIDS budget than the federal government had.
Meanwhile, the family unit is torn apart by creeping Marxism, dealt yet another blow by the Democrats' rush to equalize everything while trampling the way in which what's left of the United States' traditional moral code. While on the surface, the Equality Act appears as a civil rights victory, gender-related identity includes seclusion aside, what was regarded as immoral behavior will be gradually accepted.
I'll quote Dr. King. Dr. King said, "This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism." Tranquilizing gravity. We cannot think incrementally. We have to think big.
The Equality Act updates the definitions of sex to include a sex stereotype, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Sexual orientation will now be defined as homosexuality, heterosexuality, or bisexuality. Gender identity will be defined as appearance, mannerisms, or characteristics, regardless of the individual's designated sex at birth. The Equality Act also prohibits an establishment from being construed to be limited to a physical facility or a place. Meaning, if you thought the Catholic priest rape epidemic was bad, just wait until pedophile access to our children is increased and pedophilia is eventually deemed acceptable by the government. And scenes like this will be commonplace.
I'm a man. I'm a man. My ID say female. He's being rude. Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns.
A transgender woman who recently started her transition, yelling at an employee inside this Albuquerque GameStop. Moore says the cashier repeatedly called her sir instead of the gender pronoun she identifies with while she was trying to return a game she bought for her son.
Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you said, sir.
The definition of the family will be overhauled, just as Pelosi and her immoral California Silicon Valley cohorts want it to be.
There are two challenges, actually three, that I want to just close with. And that is, here they are.
Is there anything more immoral than subverting the strong moral foundation of the family? John Bound reporting. Please remember, we are listeners supported. We don't get billions of dollars from the government or Silicon Valley or George Soros NGOs. We are supported by, thankfully, you. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the highest quality nutraceuticals and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The left and its Orwellian scourge of erasing American history crept into the Texas state capitol. Dallas Representative Eric Johnson was triggered by a plaque commemorating the children of the Confederacy. So the ironically named State Preservation Board, led by Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick, unanimously voted to take it down with zero feedback from the public. A portion of the 60-year-old plaque reads, "We therefore pledge ourselves to preserve pure ideals, to honor our veterans, to study and teach the truths of history, one of the most important of which is that the war between the states was not a rebellion, nor was its underlying cause to sustain slavery." The plaque, which is now in the hands of a curator determined by the State Preservation Board, was merely attempting to bring the complicated economic and political circumstances to those desiring education of Texas history. This is Texas Freedom Force, an organization that has been fighting the statewide attack on Texas monuments. We're finally given the floor to counter the leftist madness.
Texas history has a lot of good and bad, but the thing is, we're here to protect everything about it. As fellow Texans, we know that, you know, we are strong-minded, with strong will, and there's no way nobody's going to take that away from us. Our history means something. And the Texans, and especially Texas, is rich in our history. And there is an
That's part of the report, Texas Monuments Under Orwellian Attack. The full report is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now, when I come back, I'm going to get to it, but I wanted to print some more articles. That's why I didn't get to it this segment. So I just document this for you, for radio and TV listeners and viewers. This isn't about do vaccines work or don't they. It's about what are vaccines. What does the term vaccine even mean? This is hiding in plain view. Wait until I break this down the other side, because now they're saying they want to put you in jail if you don't, quote, take vaccines. Now, what was a vaccine in 1955 versus what vaccines are today? You'll want to hear about this. Stay with us.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
So, what is a vaccine? It's taking something that could potentially hurt you or kill you, and it's weakening it. It's either radiating it or microwaving it or eating it up until it's dead, and then putting it into your body so that your body learns how to fight it off or defeat it. So you're artificially giving your body a way to learn immunity. Total science, it's real. Now, there's the subject of sometimes it's the virus or the bacteria itself that causes an autoimmune response that can kill you. It's not the bacteria or virus itself that's replicating and attacking tissues, but the body has an autoimmune response, and in the learning how to beat it, your baby has that convulsion and never wakes up, or wakes up and never talks again. Millions of people have autism now in the U.S. In the 1950s, it was thousands. But see, I'm not even hitting at the heart of this. There's a whole other big facet here. I remember 20 years ago reading BBC articles and MIT articles and things that were more research level about population control and ending the criminal mind. And they said back then, we know there's areas of the brain associated with aggression, but also with being a great sports player or great levels of passion. We can go in to prisoners who are homicidal maniacs and give them a, quote, vaccine that will target cells in the brain to be destroyed in a targeted high-tech lobotomy. Now, that's how it was described 20 years ago. 10 years later, they start describing them as anti-stress or anti-drug abuse vaccines. They started testing them on, quote, the troops. I know people whose husbands were given this, and they became basically emotionless zombies. They still have their IQ. They still show up for work, but they're not the same person. Now, you have to understand, I could talk for 20 hours just about the different types of so-called vaccines. How is it vaccine if it's a genetically engineered virus that only targets certain cells in the brain? I thought a vaccine goes in and teaches the body what's bad from outside and how to destroy it. This goes in and destroys things in your body. So again, they know the public sold, about half the public, on taking vaccines. And the government and corporations having liability protection and secret trade secrets on what's in it. How dangerous is that? And then you take this stuff. You know, all the secret testing and putting syphilis in vaccines and all the things companies have been caught and governments have been caught doing. We're just going to trust that. But what about the issue? This is critical. What about the issue of what you call a vaccine? Because this isn't giving somebody some dead smallpox or some attenuated flu virus and all the different side effects that causes, but can cause some good effects as well. No. This is just calling all these new things they're injecting into the body a vaccine. When most of these, you look at them, are literal engineered viruses. Basically, nanotech. They're artificially created viruses where they splice different viruses and they put them into your body, or they put different chemicals into your body and they just call it a vaccine. No, it's Big Pharma experimenting on you. And see, there were 4 or 5 vaccines in the 60s that they pushed. And by the 80s, they were 15 or so. Last time I checked, it was 56 vaccines that a child's given by the age of 6. Everybody knows that you can die from a honeybee sting or a wasp sting. When I grew up, I got stung many times playing in the forest and the fields, and we even had games with squirt guns. We'd go up to Yellow Jacket Nest and squirt them and run away from them. And I'd get stung, and Mom would put baking soda on and say, stop doing that. Finally, when I was 20 years old, doing gardening work in college, my parents were paying me to, they bought this new house in 4 acres. They were paying me with an electric tiller they'd rented to bust up all this ground. My mom wanted to put a garden in, and Africanized bees get me. About 20 of them hit me. I run into the house. They even chased me in the house like a cartoon. Big swarm of black bees. They're black bees. And I'm pulling all these stingers. All of a sudden, I swole up. I got in the shower. I put baking soda all over me. I was getting ready to call the ambulance. It started going down. Took a bunch of anti-inflammatory. Benadryl. Found a bottle of that. Now, again, a vaccine can be like one bee sting, but it's a whole bunch of viruses and chemicals and things being put in you. Imagine a baby. Everybody knows adults take vaccines and have bad reactions. Sometimes they die. What about a baby? You can give a baby more than 20 vaccines by its 18th month, and then you wonder why they're so sick? You wonder why they're autistic? So there's a lot of things here. You've got big pharma that you can't trust that's been given liability protection, pushing to make people take more and more vaccines. You have the news routinely lying and telling people that it's the law that you've got to take them every year, but, oh, you can get the exemption. And then now you've got them saying arrest the parents of people who don't vaccinate their children and arrest the doctors that come in and say that other doctors shouldn't have to give the vaccines. So they want doctors who don't push the vaccines to be arrested. They want the parents to be arrested when there's not even a law you have to take the vaccines, but they've tricked you into filing with the health department that you haven't given your child the vaccines, so they have a list of where you're at. Meanwhile, I've got all the studies here in front of me. Almost none of the pathogenic outbreaks happen here in the first world because of running water and hygiene and all the rest of it from someone not being vaccinated. Most of the time, vaccines don't even protect you. It happens because giant, unwashed, literally, third world populations are pouring in with every drug-resistant pathogen under the stinking sun. And so that's the reality. Dr. McCam, shot, please. This new cancer vaccine requires no chemotherapy. Oh, no more bug spray. Before, they just give you a bunch of bug spray, a bunch of poison, and charge you $5,000 a dose and tell you that's a great idea. Now they just call this an alternative to chemotherapy. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good. It's genetic therapy, turning your T cells back on. So they got all these drugs on TV that turn your immune system off that tell you it can give you cancer. And don't worry, though, now they're going to inject you with other stuff that turns your T-cells back on. Whether this is bad or good or whether it has side effects, it's not a, quote, vaccine. But they just hide it under that name and say, oh, take your shot so you don't get cancer. Oh, that's really good. Let's turn your immune system up even more. So the point is that they're playing on our ignorance to come out with all these thousands of new treatments and all these different things. Like, take this shot and never be an alcoholic again, because it literally eats part of your brain. Or, oh, never get depressed again. Take this shot, because it removes the part of your brain associated with high spiritual moments, but also low moments. It's all in the literature. So they're rolling out this giant push and saying, if you don't take vaccines, you should be arrested. Knowing the public's totally ignorant about what a vaccine is versus what all this stuff is, and the idea that it's totally safe and nobody ever got hurt from it, or the idea that we've had measles outbreaks and things because of unvaccinated people, when unvaccinated people in the U.S. have the highest education level on average and the lowest disease rates, it's the illegal aliens coming in that are actually triggering the clusters, but they won't tell you that. The very same group that says don't vet anybody that comes in for diseases is now telling you, though, that it's your fault and you need to have the precedent set where you go to jail if you tell corporations and the government and others, I don't trust you, I have a right over what goes in my body. We'll play the Fox News clip when we come back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, who in their right mind would want multinational corporations who've been caught knowingly allowing HIV and hepatitis in their blood products, like Bayer did? Millions were affected, hundreds of thousands died. Who would want companies with vicious, evil histories to have government liability protection to be able to come out with new vaccines every year, to then lobby the state houses to get the state governors and health departments to, quote, mandate a new vaccine? Remember 12, 13 years ago, they were doing Gardasil testing on little girls at age 11, and a lot of them died in the trials. And it supposedly was going to protect you from a virus that can cause cancer in the cervix that only killed about 4,000 people a year, most of them with autoimmune disease already. And, of course, what did Gardasil do? It then caused a bunch of autoimmune disease and killed a bunch of people. It's been banned in Japan, India, you name it. But still, they push it as a product and say you should give it to your girls and now little boys. So you're being biologically and chemically tested on. Now, we're going to play this Fox News clip here in just a moment. It looks like it's timed out. C'est la vie, whatever. But this is what these individuals are pushing. It's what they're doing. And it's pure authoritarianism. Absolute, total, and complete authoritarianism. And they're playing on people's ignorance to not know what's going on. So when you hear vaccine, that means 1,000 different things. Yeah, there it is. U.S. court pays $6 million to Gardasil victims. Did you notice? U.S. court pays. U.S. court pays. U.S. court pays. There's a multi-billion dollar secret court with secret funds that pays out all the time. Because their argument is, well, it's for the greater good we do this. Yeah, the vaccines are going to kill some people. But let's not tell the public that. That'll scare them. But then that's the cover for now that, oh, there's some side effects we can't tell you about for what it really is, social engineering and setting the precedent for it all. So they're coming with behavioral lobotomies using viruses and other engineered systems that go in to change not just the topography of your brain, but your entire body. So you have been warned. But then they trot up a good doctor, a nice, friendly doctor, to go on Fox News and to say that anyone who doesn't take their vaccines, or any doctor that doesn't push vaccines, needs to be arrested. Dr. Mark Siegel. He doesn't tell you about the side effects. He doesn't tell you about the whole history of it. He doesn't tell you we've got millions of autistic children and tens of thousands of dead. No, he'll show you measles cases on the West Coast and say, this is where they're not vaccinating. No, that's where the illegal aliens are pouring in mass. And he knows full damn well. He says measles kills 90,000 a year worldwide. That's not a real number. Vaccines save 20 million lives. Really, is that why the life expectancy is going down? Is that why cancer is up so high? Because, again, most of the major vaccines, going back to the polio shock vaccine, are filled with SV40 cancer viruses that embed in your cells and then program your cells for cancer. I'm going to say it again. Most cancer is viral. When your immune system finally turns off and stops fighting it, you die. Oh, but don't worry. They've got vaccines now. They're going to turn your immune system back on. And these guys all know this full well. So let's go ahead and roll this charlatan up there saying arrest doctors. It's legal to not take vaccines. It's legal for doctors to not make you take them. Doctors more than anybody know how dangerous they are. But he says arrest them. Oh, really, with what law? They're getting ready for that. Here is the shocking garbage.
And get brain swelling from it. This is not as benign a disease as I thought when I had it as a kid. I said, oh, I got measles. No big deal. I was wrong.
This is highly contagious.
You know what? Pause again.
Also, there's another story that relates.
He's been given a script by Big Pharma. Back it up 30 seconds. I'm going to start it earlier. Notice he says measles can give you brain swelling. When I was younger, I didn't think it was a big disease. It is. What a vaccine's number one side effect is an autoimmune response and brain swelling, just like when the bee stings you, but worse. So he's taking the very thing that they know make kids have convulsions all the time and die in many cases, and he's attributing to, oh, I used to think, because he knows everybody used to know measles is no big deal on average. I used to think it was no big deal. It is. You need the shot. What about the flesh-eating bacteria, Doc? What about the drug-resistant TB coming across? What about the Black Plague? What about the leprosy? What about all the other diseases pouring across that don't even test people? At Ellis Island, they used to test you for six-month quarantine. Now you're just put right into schools with people. Oh, but see, brain swelling. And once they set the precedent for measles shots, it'll be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. That's what this is. Whatever they mandate, whatever they push, let's go back to it.
California, where people are getting letters of exemption so they don't have to get the vaccination. What can you report about that?
Bill, this is a disgrace, and it's a study that came out in the journal Pediatrics this week, and I am hoping that the doctors that are responsible for this get prosecuted, because there's a few doctors in California that are not even pediatricians are writing exemption letters for a ton of kids in certain schools, where some schools have up to 20% of their kids don't have the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine because they got a crazy exemption letter that's fraudulent. That's what's coming out
A medical doctor can give you an exemption for whatever you want, but there's not even a law there. There's not even a law there. So he's saying it's a fraud when he's engaged in fraud. See, he's saying these are fraudulent letters. You don't even need the letter for the exemption. They just trick you into that. You have a right. There's no law. You got to take these vaccines. It's the county health departments that go back to the eugenics boards that sterilized people in the 1920s. That's where all this crap comes from. Let's continue.
The hotspot for the anti-vaccination is much larger than this area that you describe in Washington State or Portland. That's on the West Coast.
As much as I love the West Coast, it's almost the entire West Coast that has this problem. From California, Oregon, and Washington, three of my favorite states have this problem.
You get the exemption and you don't need the vaccination.
And by the way, the second booster of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is right before you go to school. So it's before you go to kindergarten. And parents are like, I don't want to give my...
Those vaccines say they last 10 years. Oh, but you got to have the booster. You got to have the booster. And you got to take your flu shot. Why is everybody like Bernie Sanders? Everybody talks like this. You can't have no vaccine, did you? Welcome to McDonald's. I'm brain damaged. May I help you from the vaccine? They've never made the flu shot to predict the next mutation. It's always been a fraud. It's killed millions of people, the flu vaccine. Look up the swine flu. He knows that. It doubles your chances of getting the regular flu the next year because it lowers your immunity when your body runs into fake flu. He knows all this. Everybody has family members that died or got sick on vaccines. Everybody listening. But he's a doctor, and you can't have the doctors with these fraudulent letters that you can't take it. They need to be prosecuted. Let's go back to him. Go back to the doctor, please.
Well, you're protecting you as a doctor, entire school.
You still believe in it, and you would give it for your patients.
I think it's life-saving. It's huge. Now, we still have 100,000 deaths in the world every year, but we're getting way, way down. It used to be millions. It is one of the greatest inventions in the history of public health.
Thank you, Dr. Mark Siegel. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Mark Siegel, for all your help. Please. By the way, in the military, none of the officers take the vaccines. But they line everybody up over and over again, and almost everybody I know who's been in the military is heavily debilitated by them. And I know two people, as I've said, in this building who had children who were given vaccines that killed their children. My grandmother was told she got polio from the second polio vaccine. Her doctor told her. It was on the news they were spreading it through there. Oh, and lovely cancer viruses as well. Look up polio vaccine and SV40. Become factually informed. And when you go into these doctors, these pediatricians, they try to bully you, say, fine, sign a form of liability protection that you are personally responsible for this vaccine. Give me the insert, and they will throw you out of their office. Good. Go find a doctor that isn't a coward and will say, yes, there are some attributes, but some negatives of vaccines, and they're pushing too many vaccines, and they're calling things that aren't vaccines, vaccines, in a total big pharma invasion. Now, folks, I didn't plug one time this hour. And if we don't get financial support, we will shut down. And part of me, maybe subconsciously, I don't plug enough to support us as I want to shut down. I've been really thinking about, is that why I don't plug enough to actually fund the operation? I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com today. I need them to check out all of the amazing products. We have Turbo Force that is incredible. All of the best energy, long burn, incredible stamina. It's all there. All the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, a bunch of other key compounds. This is the ultimate, why it's called Turbo Force. Brain Force is amazing. It complements it. It's nootropic. This is for the body and in the brain as well. But the two complement each other. Turbo Force, 33% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And the specials on Super Male Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Those are about to end as well. Without your support, we won't be here. Thanks for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.